listening to Real Talk on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
You're on Reality Check Radio. It's Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. I was sent a report, an amazing report. Let me just find it for you, and it's by MCC Brussels. And the report is called Sexualizing Children, by Dr. Joanna Williams. And it's a rise of comprehensive sexuality education, dated July 2024. I urge you to read it. What it led me to conclude was this, that the UN is corrupt and perverted, that so too is the World Health Organization, that anyone working for these organizations is suspect, and every pronouncement that these organizations make is suspect. How bad? Well, this is what Dr. Joanna Williams describes for us. Here's the WHO explaining that bathing your baby is sex education, and I quote, "From birth, babies learn the value and pleasure of bodily contact, warmth, and intimacy. From birth, parents in particular send messages to their children that relate to the human body and intimacy. In other words, they're engaging in sexuality education." End quote. That is unbelievably sick. That's the World Health Organization. Cuddling your baby, bathing your baby, putting your baby to bed. Sex education. Here's the UN. This is from Dr. Joanna Williams' report. And the UN wrote this piece that is all about sex education and how it's part of Agenda 2030. And it's called the UNESCO's International Technical Guidance on Sexuality Education and Evidence-Informed Approach. And it says this, quote, "Young people are sexual beings. All young people should be able to explore, experience, and express their sexualities in a healthy, positive, pleasurable, and safe ways. This can only happen when young people's sexual rights are understood, recognized, and guaranteed." End quote. So we're not saying young adults. The UN is saying young people. What's that, a 13-year-old, a 10-year-old? Well, we know from this curriculum that they advocated, which New Zealand willingly jumped into and is being taught in our schools, that 10-year-olds, 5-year-olds need to be exposed to being taught about sex. And so the UN is saying, what, a 10-year-old is a sexual being with sexual rights, and that a 10-year-old should be able to explore, experience, and express their sexualities in healthy, positive, pleasurable, and safe ways? Well, if it's not a 10-year-old, how old is it? Because it's young people. They deliberately fluff it. That's why the UN and the WHO are corrupt, sick, and perverted, because you'd be expecting to hear this from advocates of paedophilia, because for these organizations, kids are sexual. They should be having pleasure, these kids, they say. It's their right, they say. As long as they consent, they say. That's a message coming out of the UN and the World Health Organization. Amazingly, New Zealand has signed up to this. Amazingly, what we're having promoted in our schools comes from the UN. And amazingly, it's part of the Agenda 2030, which is Sustainable Development Goals. How on earth do you go from sustainable goals coming from the UN to this comprehensive sex education? I don't think any New Zealand politician would capture the link. And we signed up to it in 2015, John Key's government. Did you know? Were you asked? What they're teaching in our schools, which is horrifying us, is from the UN. Agenda 2030. I sound like a conspiracy theorist, but I'm just reading from the reports. Comprehensive sexuality education. There's a marked difference between what sex education was and what it's become. Sex education in schools used to be about the biology of reproduction, with a special emphasis on humans. Comprehensive sexuality education is a political agenda to promote hedonism, and anything goes at any age as long as you give your consent and as long as you know how to be safe. That's comprehensive sex education. Here in New Zealand, we call it relationship and sexuality education. And amazingly, it's tied up with the Agenda 2030 Sustainable Development Goals. The Director General of UNESCO, Audrey Azali, explains, quote, "We are convinced that if we do not meet young people's calls for good quality, comprehensive sexuality education, we will not achieve the sustainable development goals we have set for 2030. There you have it. In their own words, out of their own mouth, this is all about Agenda 2030. The Auditor General wrote to the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Right Honourable Winston Peters, to know whether we're still committed to the Agenda 2030. The Right Honourable Winston Peters replied that yes, the government is absolutely committed to Agenda 2030. How weird is this? Because in the coalition agreement with National, National and New Zealand First agreed to remove and replace the gender, sexuality and relationship based education guidelines. So we have a coalition document saying get rid of it, but we've signed up and recommitted to Agenda 2030, which says keep it. We're at the one time have a policy of opposing it and dumping it, at the same time as having a policy of keeping it and promoting it. Only politicians can ride two horses at once going in two different directions. And here we are doing it. And think of the UN saying this is what young people are demanding. No, they're not. Young people aren't demanding this. The UN is. And they just shroud it up, build it up as though it's something that young people want and parents need to be kept out of. They're sick and they're perverted and they're corrupt. There's so much that is wrong with them. And they need to be called out at every opportunity, and we need to get as far away from them as we possibly can. Send me a text on 2057, email me inbox at radleycheck.radio.
Are you loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it, and right now they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.